Good morning. I'd like to call the 9th Osage Nation Congress to order. Today is September the 9th, and this is day 7 of our agenda. I'll pray for us this morning. Father God, we thank you for the opportunity to come together this morning. Father, I just want to thank you for this season that we're in. That's a kind of a hard thing to say right now, Father, when we have so many that are mourning, Lord, but I want to thank you for that because I have deeply appreciated the last several days, how we've come together as a people, as a whole nation, Father, and mourned with one another for those lives that we feel have been lost, Father, that have gone ahead of us, Lord. Father, I want to thank you for those people. I want to thank you for the impact that they've had on our lives, for what they've given to this nation. I want to thank you for the experiences and the relationships that we've gotten to have with each of those, Father. Father, I just pray that you wrap your arms around those who are mourning, Lord, right now. It's heavy, and there's a lot of us. Father, I just want to ask that you provide that peace that you promised, Father, that peace that passes all understanding, Lord. And I know right now it feels for some like they're walking through a valley, but one thing that your word promises, Lord, is that you will never forsake us while we're walking through that valley. So, Father, I pray that this nation feels your comforting arms around them, Lord, and I thank you for the experiences that we've had. Father, I just want to acknowledge this morning that this Congress is mourning with families this morning and has taken the opportunity to go and attend services for one of our esteemed and dear members of this nation, Lord. Father, Mr. Fletcher contributed so much to this nation, Father, and I pray that that's not forgotten, and that it's treasured, and that his family knows that they are loved. Lord, we love you, and we thank you for all that you do for us on a daily basis, and we need you right now, Father. In your name we pray, amen. Clerk, could you do our roll call, please?
Congressman Big Horse? Congresswoman Goodfox, Congressman Hamilton, Congressman Keene, Congresswoman Lemon, Congressman Maker, Congressman Potts, Congresswoman Rivard, Congressman Tillman, Congresswoman Whitehorn, Speaker Shaw, Second Speaker Redcorn,
here.
Assistant Principal Chief Walker,
here.
Thank you, Clerk. I would ask that you note that we do not have a quorum, so we will not be continuing with session this morning. Without objection, I will adjourn us till Thursday morning at 10 a.m. Thank you, Clerk. Thank you, Assistant Chief.